Yeah.
Hello?
Who that? Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and the household. Okay, I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you, ma'am?
Who are you calling from?
FIU, ma'am, International University of Florida.
International University of Florida survey.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
For hurricane.
Sure.
Yeah, this is for, okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and is your home a single family home detached, townhome, apartment or condominium, or manufactured or mobile home?
Detached.
Okay.
I'm gonna look.
And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
All right, ma'am, can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
Say that again?
Can you tell me in what year was your home built?
I don't know. Is this like a 96?
1996? 2002. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
I think like 6.
Okay, 6 years? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay, and have you or any adult in the household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, or a 5 hurricane?
I'm pretty sure we've been through a Category 1 and a 2.
1 and 2, okay.
Milder hurricane, like the, isn't that more mild?
Or maybe like a tropical storm?
Yeah, definitely a tropical storm, and I think we came, there was a major tornado that came through our neighborhood, but it didn't do a ton of damage. It kind of skimmed over and did some roof damage. But I want to say, Category 1 is like the lowest, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a tropical storm and then Category 1 hurricane.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've been through a Category 1, if not 2.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. And can you tell me the name or the year of the hurricane or the tropical storm?
2018. I don't know the name of it.
18. Okay. Yeah, either the name or the year. That's fine.
Yeah, 2000.
Okay, 2018. And what about the hurricane?
Oh, wait. No, that was there was a hurricane in 2018 and then another one. There was one that was probably between a tropical storm and a hurricane in 2000, God, was it 23? I'm not great with dates. I'm sorry.
Just the closest, you know, that. Okay, so 2023, right?
I think there was a hurricane, yeah.
Okay. And the tropical storm was 2018.
No, there was a hurricane in 2018, another hurricane in 2023, and I think we had a tropical storm in 2023 also.
Okay, all right. All right, ma'am, and have you or any adults in the household lived like in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
No. Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel like extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
I want to say somewhat vulnerable to tornadoes since one just barely missed our house in.
Okay.
and they're very, there've been frequently, there was one in, that passed over Sandestin again and Freeport. We have a building in Freeport too. And, we've been nearly missed by two tornadoes. So I would say at least somewhat.
Somewhat vulnerable.
Now, a hurricane, the hurricanes seem to always go to cross over and hit Panama City. It seems like, like where we're at, I would still say somewhat on a hurricane and tornado.
Mm-hmm. If a serious hurricane, you know, threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up, you know, hurricane shutters, board up the home, or buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home or, you know, of a relative or friend in another area? I would not make any preparations. My home is already prepared.
Yeah. We have, the neighborhood, there's like a group of us that have generators and solar panels.
Okay, so it's, the home is already prepared, right?
Not this, we have a building in this north that is like our phase one hurricane house. We have we've put a building up on a piece of property that's about 30 minutes north from this house. So we would evacuate there first. And if it was like a number four, we would get in our RV and probably take off to Ohio where we have family.
Oh, so evacuate, right? If it was like
hurricane
threat.
We have capability to sustain on generators here. That's like our phase one with food supply, and then if we think it's not going to be as bad, we have another location to go 40 minutes north that has a generator.
I remember, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or when a hurricane warning is issued, like hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
We have these little, like exterior shutter things that came with the house when we bought it. They, like, clamp onto the exterior windows, so I would probably need at least 8 hours to put those on. If it was imminent, we would put the window covers up and I would start packing and stuff like that
considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household who have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home, you know, from hurricane damage? Are you, like, very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
You mean the information, like the Florida State warning systems and
yes.
stuff to give us
yes.
some time?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm certain,
Okay, very certain, okay. And, ma'am, please select your top three sources of information. Would that be, like, internet sources other than social media, like radio, TV, newspapers, or print media, friends and family, or social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, or WhatsApp?
We usually get like a statewide text or a warning that comes on the TV or to the phone. And then I would probably go to local TV news, and I would look at my app, the weather app on my phone.
Okay, be like maybe using your internet sources other than social media,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I would say internet because the Florida does a good job of giving us like a a warning and it comes straight to the phone and you know.
Okay, what about the radio?
Yes. That's one thing that we are probably going to purchase is like a battery powered radio.
Okay, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5 being the best?
Yes,
1 to 5
being the most prepared.
I would say 4.
4, okay. All right, ma'am, and have any of these factors?
There's a lot of stuff we would buy, but there's only so much expense that you can allow yourself. We have you can buy like 3 months worth of food, as a community, I think we have all the bases covered in our little tiny little community that we live in.
Okay, and have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of childcare, transportation costs, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, property taxes, or none of the above affected my hurricane preparedness?
I would say cost of insurance and cost of food.
Cost of insurance and food and other essentials, right? Okay.
Yeah. Just the...
All right.
Inflation.
Okay.
Okay.
Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yes.
Which one? Flood zone or both?
Hey, Tony, we're probably in a flood and evacuation zone, aren't we? Tony?
I don't think we're in a flood zone.
No, I think we're like borderline flood, but I would say evacuation zone. If you have to choose one, I would choose evacuation zone.
Okay. And then what is the letter designation for evacuation zone? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Because I have A, all hurricanes, B, category 3 and above hurricanes, C, if advised by authorities, D, if advised by authorities, and E, if advised by authorities.
We're definitely in a hurricane zone.
Okay, so, okay. All right, ma'am, when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or if a category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. Or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
Was there a 24 hour?
Yes, so the 24-hour one, the Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit, okay?
We would wait till at least...
Okay.
There wasn't one less than like a 12-hour. If it was 24, we'd probably go north, yeah.
Yeah, 24, 36, and 48 hours.
24.
24, okay. All right, ma'am, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to a house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or would you not live under any circumstances?
Another location in the state, depending on, we would go there first, and then if it was, like, imminent, we would just start driving.
All right.
North.
All right. And how many vehicles are available in the house, ma'am?
Two
vehicles, okay. And do you know what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Say that again.
Do you know what is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance policy?
I don't know. Do you know the deductible amount in our insurance? Isn't it $250,000? Yeah.
$10,000. Okay. All right, $10,000. All right, ma'am, if you know, how confident are you that you could come up with $10,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? The first one says, I am certain I could come up with $10,000. I could probably come up with $10,000. I could probably not come up with $10,000, or I am certain that I could not come up with
$10,000. I think the first one.
And certain, okay. And has your home insurance rate...
We're certain.
Okay. Okay, and has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Would that be decreased significantly over 10%, decreased somewhat like 1 to 10%, or remain the same or increase somewhat like 1 to 10%, or increase significantly over 10% over 1 year?
Oh, yeah. It's almost doubled in a year.
So it's more than, okay, and what about in
like
1 to 3 years?
The highest one, like 40%.
Okay,
what was the next question?
Over, 1 to 3 years, has it increased or decreased?
Increased. Yeah, it didn't
check. Over 10%?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What about 3 to 5 years?
Oh, it just keeps going up. Like, just put the max on the question.
Okay,
yeah.
5 to 10 years be the same, right? Over 10%.
Oh, yeah. I think that the insurance companies are just going to keep gouging.
Okay,
as
a result...
People that are having to move because they can't afford the insurance.
Okay. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
Well, I think we changed once, but the increase wasn't that bad, so we stayed. So I don't know how you want to answer that. I think we changed. Insurance company just quit. So we had to change,
okay.
And then we stayed with them because the increase wasn't that bad. So I don't know if you can answer that.
So change insurance provider?
Yeah, probably. You can probably put that.
Okay. Okay. All right, ma'am, and if you insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Would that be 100%? I want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I mean, at least 80%.
Okay,
does that
be
help?
At least, 60 to less than 80%, right?
Or 80 to less than
100.
Yeah, 80 to 100.
80 to 100, okay. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs, and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you say moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, or moving to another state, or would not move from your home?
And that depends on if it goes up how much?
If they continue to increase, at the current rate or higher.
Yeah, we may eventually move out of state.
So move to another state, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, ma'am, in recent years there has been a trend, among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage, to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your, mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, or I have already dropped my insurance or not applicable?
No, I would never drop insurance.
Okay, so no. Okay, if a major hurricane impacts your area, okay, If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I don't know how much money the state has. I don't even know. I would expect that the state of Florida would have some kind of reserve for that. I mean,
so
at least the state, if federal.
Okay. You can pick as many
and
as you think.
They bail out business people all the time. I don't see why they wouldn't help their...
So be federal and the state or just state?
Federal and state.
Okay, federal and state.
I mean, you pay taxes, right?
Right. Okay, ma'am, on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, and how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced from 1 through 5?
4.
Four. Okay, what about the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I don't know enough to, I mean, just go in the middle, like 3, because I just don't know.
3, okay, no problem. Okay, what about the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
New developments?
Yes.
Well,
this is about having how much confidence
the state, you know, when we just put a building up, we just put a building up, and the regulations are very strict. Like, we had to put in up north, even, we put in hurricane windows.
The
standards are very high. So, yeah.
You have no confidence, reasonable confidence, or very high confidence on them?
Very high confidence.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't.
Right now,
I've just gone through that process. It's extremely strict.
What about the new developments take into account flood risk?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even when you have a piece of land, have to build
Five. Okay, and the last one said that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Oh, yeah. Yes, 5. Very strict.
Okay. All right, ma'am. We almost finished. We're almost done with this survey, and I really appreciate your time, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a few more questions, and we should be done with this survey. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise, okay? Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, or do you think your property or finances will be affected? The first one says, yes, I believe it's happening, and I will be affected. The second one says, yes, I believe it's happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Number 3 says, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. And the fourth one says, I do not believe it's happening. And the other one says, I don't know if it's happening.
I do not believe it is happening.
So I do not believe, right? Okay. All right.
Right.
All right. Most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above, sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Would that be extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Slightly.
Slightly concerned, okay. All right, ma'am, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Would that be neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to another family, proximity to a job? You can pick 3 of those to be, the most important characteristics that you, you know, that's why you moved there.
Yeah. Let me see if I can remember. You said, can you name off the first, there, I think I heard two of
yes,
my answers.
Neighborhood.
Four.
Neighborhood.
Yeah. One.
Schools.
No.
Crime.
Yes.
Okay, and price. Walkability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Taxes and fees.
No.
So walkability.
So walkability, crime, and
neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we looked at flood zone and stuff too.
So. Oh yeah. Okay, and how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would that be less than a year, between 1 to 3 years, between 3 to 5 years, 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
I would say 5, well, more than 20, I would think. No, put
more than
5. 20. Well, it was like 5 to 10? Was there a 5 to 10 or 10
five,
to 15?
Yes, 5 to less than 10 years or between 10 to less than 20 years?
Yeah, 10 to 20.
Okay. Right, ma'am, and finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we'll be finished, okay? Could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or
yes.
65 or old?
55 to 64.
Okay. And what is your gender?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in the household?
Just one.
So eight, just
two. Two total.
Okay. Two total, right? Two and no kids under 12 years old?
Nope.
What about that are 65 and older?
None.
Okay, so zero. Okay.
Yeah, zero.
All right, ma'am, and what is your marital status? Are you single, never been married? Married? Or living with a partner,
yeah.
Widow, divorced, or separated?
Married.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Have multiple years of college. I mean, we both are college educated.
Okay. College graduated or graduate degree?
College.
Okay. All right, ma'am, are you Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Asian, or Native American?
Caucasian.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what language is most, often spoken in your home?
English.
English, okay. All right, and now please tell me which of is the income range for your household? Would that be under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000, or more than over $100,000 a year?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, no problem. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and participation on this survey, okay? You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.